弟兄们平安，今天很开心也看到儿童主日学跟我们一起的参与这个崇拜。今天非常高兴能够看到儿童主日学跟我们一起参加崇拜。今天我们所要看的经文是约翰福音第三章14-21节。这时候让我们一起开声来念这个这段经文。你可以使用这个华语或是使用英语一起来念这段的经文。
Okay, let's apologize. So let's read this passage this morning together. English or Chinese, either one is good.
来，咱们一起来开声念这段的经文。
Okay, let's read this out loud.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必须照样被举起来，要使一切信他的人都得永生。上帝爱世人，甚至将他独一的儿子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。因为上帝差他的儿子到世上来，不是要定世人的罪，而是要使世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人已经被定罪了，因为他不信上帝独一儿子的名。光来到世上，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光倒爱黑暗，这就定了他们的罪。20节，凡作恶的人都恨恶光，不来接近光，恐怕他的行为被暴露。但实行正义的人就来救光，为要显明他的行为是靠上帝而行的。让我们再一次的祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的父神，
Dear Heavenly Father，
感谢你让我们今天来到教会来这里来参加崇拜和赞美你。
And thank you again for the opportunity to come into church this morning to sing praises to you and to praise you.
当我们来去宣讲和聆听你话的时候，
As we speak your words and listen to your words, Lord.
愿你的灵在我们心中运行。
May your spirit continue to work in our hearts.
不论是宣讲的或是聆听的，都得蒙你话的这个帮助和造就。
Whether those the words the speaker or those who are listening, Lord, just want to pray that Lord, your word will indeed work miracles in our lives.
我们如此的祷告祈求。
All this we pray.
我是奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣名求的。
In your most precious name, Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，请问这个救护车这个上面，它有贴了或者印上了有些什么特别的这个标记？
So, brothers and sisters, let's take a look at this image, the ambulances that we see, what patterns or designs are fixed on them.
或是说它有什么图案在这个很明显的在这个救护车这个上面。
So what is obviously being appended or fixed on the ambulances?
有看到什么吗？哪一个图案？
Any symbols?
哪些图案？是不是好像有条蛇的那个图案在那里，对吗？
Do you see a symbol with a snake on it?
请问知道这个图案的什么名字吗？怎么称这个名字吗？
Does anyone know what exactly the symbol, what the symbol means?
有谁知道有在医院工作的吗？还是
Anyone who works in the medical field who is familiar with this?
什么名字啊？
What is it called?
那叫做生命之星。
It's referred to as the star of life.
然后呢，它又代表什么意义呢？
And what exactly is the significance of the symbol?
有什么意义啊？为什么用这个图案放在那个救护车上面？
So what do they put this on ambulances?
它就是用于说现在来去给人家说去识别，这是一个紧急这个医疗服务的一个符号来的。
So it's synonymous with EMS, emergency medical services.
而这个符号呢，有蛇跟那个权杖那边呢，它其实有这个典故或者是由来，有几种的说法。
So there are several versions as to the origin of this serpent and twine rod that we see in the symbol.
而第一个说法呢，就是说啊，这个据说是纪念一位叫做啊，在古腊神话里面呢，这个叫做阿斯克勒斯比尔的这位所谓的医疗之神，或是说那个伟大的神医。
So the first version is to commemorate this deity in Greek mythology by the name of Asclepius. And he is actually known as the miracle doctor or healing and medicinal arts.
而据说他手上呢是有拿着一这个杖呢，他上面挂着一条蛇。
And it was said that he carried with him a staff, and the staff has a winding snake on it.
而第二个说法呢，之所是依据圣经中就是记载摩西呢以这个铜呢造了一条蛇的形状呢，将它挂在一根的这个柱子上。
And the second version was, again, according to biblical records, that Moses casted the form of a serpent with bronze on a pole on a rod.
当时若是有人看到被毒蛇咬到了，只要看或者是说仰望这个所谓的铜蛇呢，就会得到这个医治或者是痊愈。
So if someone were to be bitten by a poisonous snake back in the days, all they had to do was to gaze into this bronze snake and he or she would be healed and would recover.
所以呢，一般现在的救护车呢，都会贴或者是印上这样一个生命之星在这个车的上面。
So therefore, ambulances these days in the modern days would typically be affixed with this star of life.
它主要是说作为告诉别人说，当你看见了救护车呢，你会具有这个医治的这个希望。然后呢，你的生命呢也得以活过来的这个意涵在里面。
And the point being, if you were to see this vehicle, it will bring about hope of healing, and that your life, that lives would be saved with this vehicles.
当刚才所提到说发生在这个圣经的故事呢，它其实是记载在民数记第四章第二十一章第四到第九节。
So the biblical story that we spoke to just now is recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9.
以色列人当时他们从这个所谓的何尔山呢要去绕过以东地呢，要往这个红海那个方向去。
So the Israelites back in time travel from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea and to go around Edom.
而在路上呢，他们心中很烦躁，然后呢，那些百姓呢就向上帝来和这个摩西呢来发出这个怨言。
So the people grew impatient along the way, and they spoke against God and against Moses.
就跟他就说，哎呀，你们为什么把我们从埃及领上来呢？是我们死在旷野呢？他们抱怨是因为说当时没有粮食，也没有水跟食物等等。
And they complained, they griped, why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There was no bread and there's no water.
当他抱怨之后呢，我们就看到经文第六节这么说，耶和华就派那个火蛇进入到他们的百姓当中去咬他们，以是以色列的人呢死了许多百姓。
And then in verse 6 it says, the Lord sent venomous snakes among them, and they bit the people and many Israelites died.
那百姓就到摩西那里说，哦，我们有罪了，因为我们向耶和华和你发这个怨言，求你向耶和华祷告，叫蛇离开我们。
And then the people then came to Moses and said, we sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us.
我们就看到摩西呢为这个百姓来向上帝祷告，然后呢看到什么事发生呢？第八第九节说，耶和华就对摩西说，你要造一条火蛇，然后挂在这个杆子上，凡是不咬的呢，一望这个蛇呢就必存活。
Then we saw that Moses prayed, indeed prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on the pole. Anyone who has been can look at it and live.
然后摩西就造了一条铜蛇，然后呢将它挂在这个杆子上，凡是被蛇咬的呢，一望那个铜蛇呢就活过来了。
So Moses made a bronze snake, put it up on the pole, then anyone who was bitten by a snake can look at the bronze snake and they will live, and they lived.
而弟兄姐妹，从这个整件事情上我们看到什么呢？
And from this whole event, brothers and sisters, what exactly do we see?
我们首先看见说以色列人呢，他们在旷野来去抱怨，然后以致得罪了神，遭到上帝的这个惩罚。
And we saw that the Israelites griped and grumbled in the wilderness, and they sinned against God, and were subsequently punished.
当百姓所愿意来去做这个悔改认罪的时候呢，摩西也为百姓向上帝祷告祈求。
And when the people were willing to repent, Moses as well prayed to God for the people.
我们看到什么事情发生呢？就看到说，因着他 他的慈爱跟他的恩典呢，使到他们得蒙这个赦罪之恩。凡是被蛇咬的呢，只要他们看那条蛇呢，就会得到这个医治。
And we saw God's infinite love and endless grace, and by that they were forgiven. And for those who were bitten by the snakes, they could look up at the snake and be healed.
而从这样一个仰望或者是说得到医治的过程里面呢，让我们能够学到一个很重要的功课。
And this process of looking up at and healing actually allowed us to glean a very important lesson.
就是你要对这个能够这个上帝呢要有这个信心。
That indeed is important to have faith in our Lord.
只要你有信，所望那个所谓的铜蛇呢，就能够得到存活下来。
Because simply to believe and by looking at the snake, you would heal and survive. You would indeed heal and survive.
你要信的不是那条铜蛇，而是说你要信那个铜蛇背后的那个上帝，他能够带给你这个医治。
And you indeed are not believing or trusting the bronze snake, but the one behind this, the bronze snake, which is the Lord of faith.
这告诉我们说，人只要说去遵行上帝的吩咐，信跟依靠他的恩典呢，就可以得到拯救跟这个存活。
What we learn from this is that man only has to follow God's commands and believe and lean on the grace of God, and you will be saved, live and survive.
请问你真的相信吗？
It is something you really believe in.
你们相信吗？
Do you believe this?
相不相信？好，没关系，再第二个，我们不单哦。在你面前还有第二个那个经文，看你们大家信的程度有多少哈。我们信也信他所从他口中所发出的这个话语呢。
And we also believe in his spoken words, words spoken by God.
就是说，上帝说这句这样呢，就能够带来这个新的创造、医治跟这个拯救。
That his spoken words will indeed bring about new creation, healing, deliverance, and salvation.
就好像我们看到创世纪第一章的第三节这么说。上帝说要有光，就有了光。
And key into what we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, When God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
而从这里呢，就我们看到说，就是上帝他的话语呢，是充满了这个能力，因为只要他说有，然后就会有。
And we see that indeed the words of God are, is immensely potent when he said, Let there be, and there was.
而在这个诗篇第107篇呢，19到21节也是这么的告诉我们说。
And in the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verses 19 through 21, it tells us this.
他口中所发出的言语呢，能够带来很大这个力量。
That the words, his spoken words, can indeed bring about immense power.
第19到21节这么说，于是他们在吉兰东来去哀求耶和华。他就拯救他们脱离这个祸患，他发出自己的话语来医治他们，救他们脱离阴府。但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所做的奇事都称谢他。
In verse 19, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind.
而这段的经文或者你看整篇的诗篇107篇呢，它帮助我们可以知道。
And this short passage or the chapter 107, book of Psalms, it allows us to learn this.
当人因着对上帝的那种的叛逆或者是说遭受了这个所谓的患病的苦楚。
When a man had to endure pain or suffering as a result of illnesses.
或者是说落在极难。黑暗无助甚至临近死亡
on the stage of dire straits and darkness with immense helplessness or even to this point of near death
只要说愿意将心来去归向上帝呢他会施恩怜悯然后垂听呼喊哀求的这个声音
and all they have to do is to turn their hearts back to God from disobedience God will show them grace and mercy and listen to the cry of supplication
然后上帝呢就会借助他发出的这个话语呢来去给予这个拯救因为上帝的话语呢是具有这个很大的这个能力
And God would bring about deliverance with his spoken words because the word of God is indeed immensely potent and mighty
当人去在生命里面遭受到很多好像不如意或者说不顺心事情的时候呢
？And when indeed in a man's life journey, we have a lot of unforeseen downs and ups.
然而，上帝会因着他的慈爱，给予我们这个守护和这个保佑。
But God's love and kindness will bring about protection and blessings for us.
只要我们信上帝就只要他发出他的话语呢，就必带来这个新的创造、医治或者是富有。
And we have to believe. All we have to do is to believe that in His spoken word will bring about new creation, healing, and protection.
这是诗篇一百零七篇告诉我们的。
This is what the Book of Psalms, chapter 107, tells us.
请问你真的相信他所说的吗？
Do you really believe in this?
Dear 姐妹们，平安。今天很开心也看到儿童主日学跟我们一起的参与这个崇拜。今天非常高兴能够看到儿童主日学跟我们一起参加崇拜。
This morning we're glad to see the children joining us in worship this morning.
今天我们所要看的经文是约翰福音第三章十四到二十一节。这时候让我们一起开声来念这个这段经文。你可以使用这个华语或者使用英语一起来念这段的经文。
Okay, let's apologize. So let's read this passage this morning together. English or Chinese, either one is good.
来，我们一起来开声念这段的经文。
Okay, let's read this out loud.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必须照样被举起来，要使一切信他的人都得永生。上帝爱世人，甚至将他独一的儿子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。因为上帝差他的儿子到世上来，不是要定世人的罪，而是要使世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人已经被定罪了，因为他不信上帝独一儿子的名。光来到世上，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，这就定了他们的罪。二十节，凡作恶的人都恨恶光，不来接近光，恐怕他的行为被暴露。但实行正义的人就来救光，为要显明他的行为是靠上帝而行的。让我们再一次的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神
，Dear Heavenly Father，
感谢你让我们今天来到教会来这里来参加崇拜和赞美你。
And thank you again for the opportunity to come into church this morning to sing praises to you and to praise you.
当我们来去宣讲和聆听你话的时候
，As we speak your words and listen to your words, Lord，
愿你的灵在我们心中运行。
May your spirit continue to work in our hearts。
不论是宣讲的或是聆听的，都得蒙你话的这个帮助和造就。
Whether those the words the speaker or those who are listening, Lord, just want to pray that Lord, your word will indeed work miracles in our lives。
我们如此的祷告祈求。
All this we pray。
我是奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣名求的，阿门。弟兄姐妹们，请问这个救护车这个上面，它有贴了或者印上了有些什么特别的这个标记
？So brothers and sisters, let's take a look at this image. The ambulances that we see, what patterns or designs are fixed on them?
或是说它有什么图案在这个很明显的在这个救护车这个上面。
So what is obviously being appended or fixed on the ambulances?
有看到什么吗？哪一个图案？
Any symbols?
哪些图案？是不是好像有条蛇的那个图案在那里，对吗？
Do you see a symbol with a snake on it?
请问知道这个图案的什么名字吗？怎么称这个名字吗？
Does anyone know what exactly the symbol, what the symbol means?
有谁知道？有在医院工作的吗？还是
anyone who works in the medical field who is familiar with this?
什么名字啊？
What is it called?
那叫做生命之星。
It's referred to as the star of life.
然后呢，它又代表什么意义呢
？And what exactly is the significance of the symbol？
什么有什么意义啊？为什么用这个图案放在那个救护车上面
？So why do they put this on ambulances？
它就是用于说现在来去给人家说去识别，这是一个紧急这个医疗服务的一个符号来的。
So it's synonymous with EMS, emergency medical services。
而这个符号呢，有蛇跟那个权杖那边呢，它其实有这个典故或者是由来，有几种的说法。
So there's several versions as to the origin of this serpent and twine rod that we see in the symbol.
而第一个说法呢，就是说啊，这个据说是纪念一位叫做在古腊神话里面呢，这个叫做阿斯克勒斯比尔的这位所谓的医疗之神，或者是说那个伟大的神医。
So the first version is to commemorate this deity in Greek mythology by the name of Asclepius, and he is actually known as the miracle doctor or healing and medicinal arts.
而据说他手上呢是有拿着一这个杖呢，他上面挂着一条蛇。
And it was said that he carried with him a staff, and the staff has a winding snake on it.
而第二个说法呢，之所是依据圣经中就是记载，摩西呢以这个铜呢造了一条蛇的形状呢，将它挂在一根的这个柱子上。
And the second version was again according to biblical records that Moses casted the form of a serpent with bronze on a pole on a rod.
当时若是有人看到被毒蛇咬到了，只要看或者是说仰望这个所谓的铜蛇呢。就会得到这个医治或者是痊愈。
So if someone were to be bitten by a poisonous snake back in the days, all they had to do was to gaze into this bronze snake, and he or she would be healed and would recover.
所以呢，一般现在的救护车呢，都会贴或者是印上这样一个生命之星在这个车的上面。
So therefore, ambulances these days in the modern days would typically be affixed with this star of life.
他主要是说，作为告诉别人说，当你看见了救护车呢，你会具有这个医治的这个希望，然后呢，你的生命呢也得以活过来的这个意涵在里面。
And the point being, if you were to see this vehicle, it will bring about hope of healing, and that your life, that lives would be saved with this vehicle.
当刚才所提到说发生在这个圣经的故事呢，它其实是记载在民数记。第四章第二十一章第四到第九节。
So the biblical story that we spoke to just now is recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9.
以色列人当时他们从这个所谓的何尔山呢，要去绕过以东地呢，要往这个红海那个方向去。
So the Israelites back in time travel from Mount Hor, along the route to the Red Sea and to go around Edom.
而在路上呢，他们其实他们心中很烦躁。然后呢，那些百姓呢，就向上帝来和这个摩西呢来发出这个怨言。
So the people grew impatient along the way, and they spoke against God and against Moses.
就跟他就说：“哎呀，你们为什么把我们从埃及领上来呢？是我们死在旷野呢？”他们抱怨是因为说当时没有粮食，也没有水跟食物等等。
And they complained, they griped, "Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There was no bread and there's no water."
当他抱怨之后呢，我们就看到经文第六节这么说：耶和华就派那个火蛇进入到他们的百姓当中，去咬他们，以致以色列的人呢死了许多百姓。
And then in verse 6 it says, "The Lord sent venomous snakes among them, and they bit the people, and many Israelites died."
那百姓就到摩西那里说：“哦，我们有罪了，因为我们向耶和华和你发这个怨言，求你向耶和华祷告，叫蛇离开我们。”
And then the people then came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us."
我们就看到摩西呢，为这个百姓来向上帝祷告，然后呢，看到什么事情发生呢？第八第九节说，耶和华就对摩西说，你要造一条火蛇，然后挂在这个杆子上，凡是不咬的呢， 一望这个蛇呢，就必存活。
Then we saw that Moses prayed, indeed prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on the pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live.
然后摩西就招了一条铜蛇，然后呢，将它挂在这个杆子上。凡是被蛇咬的呢，一望那个铜蛇呢，就活过来了。
So Moses made a bronze snake, put it up on the pole, then